Yo, what's up? It's 11:14 a.m. Let's get to it. Oh, yo, last night I went to see Wonder Woman. It was good. Well, everybody says it's good. But, yeah, it's good. Go see it. I ain't gonna... You can't even ruin it. You can't ruin a superhero movie. It's like, you know what, it's a superhero movie. She's a superhero, and then she fights a supervillain. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to tell you if she wins. I won't tell you that. You'll have to go see it. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she dies, and there's a twin Wonder Woman that is in Justice League. Or maybe Justice League takes place in another dimension. Or it's a prequel. You don't know. This might be the death of Wonder Woman. I ain't telling you. I will tell you that she is definitely a Wonder Woman. Although they don't call her that ever. That name doesn't come up at all. Which is good. Because it would be really annoying for them to try to, like, reverse engineer the name coming up with in that movie. So, I don't know, see it if you want. I guess if you want to support women blockbuster women directors. I mean, it's better than a lot of superhero movies, but I think I like most of them. Most of them are fine because it's just like, hey, it's fun, it's a ride, whatever. I saw it in 3D. You see them all in 3D. I don't understand why you don't fuck with 3D if you got that as an option. But those Avengers, or maybe even that Justice, they got too many superheroes. It's too much. I like one superhero, maybe a cameo of another. Maybe you bring in. But that's... People love those Avenger movies. So I'm the asshole. Not asshole. Oh, you know what else I watched last night? I watched Kedi. This movie, it's about the cats of Istanbul. It's a documentary. And it's just like, in Istanbul, they just have a million cats hanging out all the time. And everybody just feeds them. And, like, nobody owns cats. I mean, people own cats. They're like, this is my cat, and it stays in my house. But most of them, they're just like, no, this cat comes by, and I feed it. And then it leaves, and then it goes to this other house. And they feed there, and then they shit out over there in the dirt, and some places they have litter boxes or whatever. It's really the best. If you like cats, then you should watch it. If you don't like cats, what's up with that shit? If you're not allergic, you know, why would you not like a cat? They're the best. So those are my movie recommendations. I guess we'll do the news. And then... you know, there was that Comey thing yesterday. Of course. I don't know. I thought it was... I liked that somebody under oath said that Trump's a liar. That is my favorite part. And I think he feels that, I don't know, the investigation's not over. That's all. I don't understand what anybody expects to get out of anything. Investigation's not over. But let's not talk about that. Large number of humpback whales have returned to NYC for the first time in a century. Ooh, this sounds like fun. Can I go see them? Let's see. The site of humpback whale fluke set. I'm dyslexic, so when I read this shit, it's really, I read like, you know, like I'm kind of like not good. I'm not good at reading. So it's accurate, but it's like, sounds like I'm, you know, the guy that never learned to read, like sort of figuring it out after taking like night classes. Because of improvements of the water quality, algae and zooplankton have multiplied, given good food. Say they have not seen in their lifetime. Okay. A small fish eaten. Okay. Oh, the. I don't know where they are. Might be like somewhere out in like fucking like way out in Queens or something. Gotta go to like the beach. Oh, it's yeah, Rockaway. I mean, I want to see a whale, but I don't think I'm going. That's pretty. It's like weird because New York City is like way bigger than you even realize because you only go to like such a small percentage of it. Like you do. Not even all of Manhattan, right? You do some of Manhattan. You do, like, the tiniest bit of Queens. And and maybe a third. Not even. Just, like, a few. Really, a few neighborhoods in Brooklyn. You got, like, Williamsburg and Bushwick. And then Park Slope. And then there's other neighborhoods that people live in. Like, I have friends that live in all different parts of Brooklyn because everybody wants to live in fucking Brooklyn. But there ain't shit going on in those neighborhoods. You don't go to their house. So, like, to get to, like, Rockaway, where these whales are, would take as long as for me to get to, like, Philadelphia. Let's say Princeton, New Jersey. Maybe not Philadelphia. But Princeton, New Jersey's not close. But there's whales here. Come see the whales. 900 high school students in Georgia groped by officers during warrantless drug sweep. Always worried about... Always lived in fear of the drug sweep as a student. Never I'm trying to think. I think there was one. I want to say in middle school. Like the empty your locker drug sweep. And I didn't have anything that day. But it was at an age where I would have drugs because I was probably 13 or 14 and pretty much any, you know, see, I started doing drugs 12. So I would have, and really, because that's really the earliest you're going to get people to sell you drugs is 12. You're only going to sell them to younger than that. And not even, it's not, because you need your friends to start selling them. And I didn't know anybody industrious enough to start selling drugs younger than 12. I guess if you watch, like, The Wire, there was kids in there that were younger that was, but they were working. I didn't know anybody a part of a drug syndicate or anything like that. Well, maybe they were. I don't know. I don't know where they got drugs somehow and they sold them. Not like... a lot of drugs. Sold weed and then PCP. Whatever they could get. I don't know. But I guess these kids were the drug sweep at the school, Georgia High School, and law enforcement, just like were groping all the students and they didn't find any fucking drugs because these kids are smart. It's good kid. I love it. Love it. You tell me, is a high school full of kids not doing drugs? Absolutely not. But they didn't. No one got busted. Fucking A. Because what do? They do a fucking locker sweep. Even if they grope it, what are they going to find? If a kid's smart, they know where to fucking put their shit. When I was a kid, I would just stick it down my pants every time. Be in my underwear. Because I didn't wear boxers when I was a kid. And I didn't. You can't wear boxers if you're going to. Boxer briefs would work too. It was just constantly just shoving shit down your pants. Jock it. That's what we'd say. Jock it. Bag of weed, whatever. Just throw it down there because it's uncomfortable. I mean, yeah. I don't know, a pack of cigarettes down there. And they'd get, you know, they're very uncomfortable. Well, those cops are in trouble. Parents are mad. Oh, man, what, a group of mad parents, you can't stop that. Group of angry, I'm assuming angry white parents. You can't stop a group of angry white parents. That's the most powerful group of people you could have. Not to bring race into it, but, you know, people say there's not white privilege, but I'm saying if this, I guarantee you, if this was a group of not white parents, this story would not be that big of a deal. I could be wrong. I'm not seeing any pictures or anything like that. It doesn't say group of white parents. Because it's not really important to the story, but I'm saying that the group of angry white suburban parents, ooh, whoa, nobody, you know, how can they're revered in this in the media, in the country. Because if they're not on the cop side, what are they going to do? Puppy who flunks out of police training for being too friendly finds Regal new position. Well, this sounds fun. A German shepherd named Gavel couldn't quite cut it as a police dog, as he was too friendly with strangers to catch criminals. Who doesn't love Gavel? He looks like a sweetheart. What did they do? Is this like an... This is... SF Gate. So where is this? This is in San Francisco? But they're talking about Queensland. Isn't that in Canada? Whatever, a dog's doing something cool. Good for Gavel. I like dogs too. I just wouldn't... it's too much like having a kid for me. But I think they're great. Oh, that's about a dead kid. Let's skip over that. Indiana mom sues principal and teacher after son forced to recite Pledge of Allegiance. That's So, here's the thing about Pledge of Allegiance. Said her son, they added that under God thing later. And where do you even, who, does anybody say the Pledge of Allegiance as an adult ever for any purpose? I can't think of a reason. If it was like so important that they made us do it every day as a kid, right? Every day, stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. We cannot start our day until you, a child, declares your allegiance to this country. Are you a spy? Do you not say it? Right? At an age where you don't even know what it fucking means. You don't understand what... You've never been to another country, probably. You don't know. Maybe I like another country better. I didn't choose this country. Hey, not saying I don't love America. I also love England. And France. And Belgium. I've been to those countries. And I think they're all pretty great. Do I love America more? I don't know. Why do I have to? It's not like I'm gonna betray it. I don't know. I don't understand. I seriously have a nationalism, patriotism. I don't understand. Like, love America. America's a great country. No bullshit. Absolutely. It's got my favorite places. Some of them. And it's a great place to live for me, not for everybody. But why? I can understand patriotism if you're in the military because you're doing some shit for the country. I don't do shit for the country. So it's like, how can I be proud of it? You know, what did I do? I didn't do anything. So, kind of weird. It's like being proud of I'm proud of my apartment building? Or I'm proud of... I love my neighborhood. But I can't be proud of my neighborhood. What am I... Proud of it? It's like I'm proud of... I'm patriotic and nationalist... Maybe not nationalist, but I'm patriotic for New York City, right? Because I just love it. But I can't be proud of it because I had nothing to do with it. I'm just here. But if I'm proud of New York, if I'm patriotic for New York City, I'm patriotic for America, right? Because it's in America. That makes sense. I sort of get it, and then I don't get it. It's like people being proud of where they're from. It's like that's just where you're born. Why do you got to be proud of it? But that's beyond what I'm even trying to get about. You can be proud of where you're from, whatever. Proud of it. I don't know. Doesn't make much sense to me. It's like where your parents... Maybe your parents can be. It makes more sense if you move somewhere and, like, I'm proud of the place I moved to. That makes more sense? Because you chose it? But you're a kid. My point is, what's the fuck with this pledge every day for the kids? It makes no sense. Are we really? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Because if it was really important, you'd have to... We'd all have to say it. We'd have some 1984 thing where where there's a camera and we all have to get up and stand in front of the television and they verify that we all are pledging our allegiance. So I don't understand why. So this kid, mom doesn't want to say pledge allegiance. I'm going to guess. I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's probably got something to do with under God. In there, and she doesn't want to raise her kid with that. No, she's because he was protesting the government. Okay, so the boy was in first grade. The boy's protesting the government. Good for him. Why not? Question shit. teachers still made him. Teachers like, you better get in line, son. Pledge allegiance. I remember. I never said the pledge out loud after like a certain point. I would just stand there with the thing. I put my hand over my heart and just stand there. Because it's like, oh, what am I saying this shit for? But no one said anything. No one said it. It's like homeroom teacher. In high school I didn't have to do it. But that's because I went to like a hippie school. And we didn't have like homeroom and shit. So I don't think I ever had to do it there. Anyway, I don't think you get to sue the fucking school though. That seems a little over the top. I would just tell the kid to, you know, is this the fight you're going to fucking fight as a first grade kid? Stand up, put your hand over your heart, mouth the words, and we'll go march or something. But it's hard to tell kids to compromise. I don't know. I'm not against a kid protesting, particularly now. FDA wants opioid pulled off the market. Those opioids are pretty bad. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know. I've never. This is all I know about these opioids. There's an epidemic, right? There's an epidemic of these pills. These painkillers. They're basically what? They're heroin pills, from what I understand. Oxycodone, Oxycontin, whatever. And they say it's an epidemic. Yet, when I tried to find some of these things, I came up empty. I couldn't find them anywhere. I don't know. I know people that do drugs. And somebody was asking me, hey, can you get these? This is like a year or two ago. A friend of mine's like, yo, do you know how to get? I was like, I don't know. I guess so. I know people. It's a drug. I think I should be able to get it. Asked around. Nobody knew. Fucking, it's like, they're like, no. Why the fuck you look first of all, why are you fucking looking for that? Are you crazy? And then they're like, no, I don't know how to get that shit. And then I gave up. I had to be like, dude, I felt defeated. I'm like, am I not cool enough to find Oxycontin? So I don't know. It's an epidemic, but I can't find them. I'm sure you can find them somewhere in New York City, but none of my friends. It's not among my scumbag network of fucking weirdos that I know. Nobody knows where they are. Ooh, look at that. This was longer than usual. I enjoyed it. This is fun, but I'm going to go. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Email me, whatever the fuck, you know all that shit. If you don't, and this is the first time you listen to the show, stop listening. It's not a good show. All right, and that's it. I don't know. Fuck. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.